Here are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and the Magpies extended their unbeaten run in the Premier League to 6 matches thanks to Saturday's 1-1 draw away at West Ham, a contest that boss Eddie Howe felt his side dominated, and he was frustrated that they could not emerge with more than just a share of the spoils. The result leaves Newcastle 17th in the standings, 4 points clear of the relegation zone, although the two sides directly below them in the standings, Watford and Burnley, both won at the weekend, and that duo will also be in action this midweek. Elsewhere, in Newcastle are reportedly keen to tie two first-team players down to new contracts. Fabian Schär and Jonjo Shelvey have both caught the eye since Eddie Howe's arrival. Swiss international Schär has started all but one match under Howe, with the 29-year-old having rarely featured prior to that under Steve Bruce. His contract is up at the end of this season, but it is understood talks are progressing well over him signing an extension. The same is true of midfielder Shelvey, whose current deal is due to expire in the summer of 2023. He last signed an extension in March 2020. Finally, and it promises to be a busy summer on Tyneside in terms of incomings, and it is understood a deal is now close for Newcastle to sign Reims striker Hugo Ekitike, a player they were close to landing in January, but ultimately that transfer collapsed. The France under-21 international is also said to be a target of Borussia Dortmund, but according to reports in France, a fee has now been agreed between Newcastle and Reims that would see Ekitike move to St James's Park for a reported €35 million. That's all for now. We'll have more later.